Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Thank you. Fantastic Rudy Van Gelder recording there from 1960. It's Jack McDuff from his album on Prestige Records, Good Night, It's Time to Go. That was I'll Be Seeing You, Jack McDuff on organ, Harold Vick on tenor saxophone, Grant Green on guitar, and Joseph Thomas playing the drums. This is Spinning Jazz, and next up, a couple of tracks on the Outer National reissue label, Harvinder Singh's excellent album, which has reissued some absolute gems in the last few years. I've got two lined up for you, starting with one from 1979, originally came out on Cargo Records. This is the Noel Callahan Quintet. The album is Ozone, a fine example of modern jazz from Ireland. And this is one of Noel's tunes called Space's Delight. And Noel Callahan is playing the piano. Keith Donald is on saxophones. Mike Nolan on trumpet and flugelhorn. Frank Hess on bass. And John Wadham is at the drums.
Thank you.
into the grooves this Sunday morning here on Spinning Jazz on Sheffield Live with me, Pete Evans. That was the second track in a row on the excellent Outer National record label run by Harvinder Singh. And it originally came out on Gallo Records, the album Habiba. That was Kirk Lightsey and Rudolph Johnson with the All Stars. And that was a tune written by Kirk Lightsey called Fresh Air. And the personnel was Lightsey on keyboards. Tenor and flute was Rudolph Johnson. Johnny Boshoff was on bass. Curtis Kirk was playing drums. Charles Mallory on guitar. Al Hall Jr. on the trombone. Bass clarinet was Delbert Hill. And trumpet was Danny Cortez. And next up, something from the Enja label from 1981, although it was recorded originally on the CBS studios in New York in 65. It never came out at the time. It was issued for the first time on the German label Enja, as I say, in 1981. It is Prince Lasher, and the album is Inside Story, and this is a tune written by him called Quando Safari, and it's an absolutely superb band. Lasher is playing flute and alto saxophone, as he usually does, and it's a real crack rhythm section of Herbie Hancock piano, Cecil McBee bass, Jimmy Lovelace on the drums. Thank you. Jennings on alto and soprano saxophone, Howard Nicholson on tenor and soprano sax, Oliver Wells on piano and Fender Rhodes, Ricky Wells Keller on bass, Yonrico Scott, drums and percussion, Terry Smith on percussion. Together they make up the band Life Force, and that was from 1981 on Sonorama Records from the album Fearless Warriors. And that was a tune written by Oliver Wells called Wow. And that's about it. Going to leave you with another long one today, this time recorded at the Sweet Basil in New York City, 1977, and we're returning to the Enja label. And this is the Cecil McBee Sextet, Chico Freeman on flute and tenor saxophone, Joe Gardner on trumpet and flugelhorn, Dennis Moorman on piano, Cecil McBee on bass, Steve McCall drums, Don Moy on congas, and ironically, for our final tune, this is called First Song in the Day, which was written by the great Hal Galper. Take care. This is Pete Evans signing off, and I wish you all good luck, good health, peace, and I'll be back next Sunday morning at 9 with another Spinning Jazz. Yeah.